28节。
Let's read this together, verses 27 and 28.
早上起来念圣经不错哈。
It's good to read the Bible first thing in the morning.
我们的头脑会更清醒一点。
And help us wake up.
好，27节。
27。
念你念你自己的语言啊。
Read it in your own language.
27，耶稣正说这话的时候，众人中间有一个女人大声说，怀你胎的和乳养你的有福了。耶稣说，是，却还不如听神之道而遵守的人有福。阿们。主耶稣啊，有一次啊，他在赶鬼。
So when occasion Jesus was casting out demons.
那当他赶鬼的时候啊，就是有些人有争论。
And when he was doing that, there was dispute amongst the people.
有人说啊，耶稣是靠着鬼王赶鬼。
And some people said that he was casting out the demons by the king of the demons.
那耶稣这就针对这个事情啊做解释。
So Jesus made an explanation about this.
当我们知道说耶稣讲话是有权柄的。
So when we know that when Jesus speaks, he speaks with authority.
当然耶稣在讲话的时候，很多人被感动。
And when he spoke, people were moved.
那只有耶稣在讲话的时候，突然有一个妇人就大声的说话。
And while Jesus was speaking, suddenly a woman spoke out loudly.
她说：“怀你胎的和乳养你的有福啦。”
And she said, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast which nursed you."
这意思是生你养你的人有福啦。
That is to say, blessed is she who conceived and bore you.
当然，这个妇人会这样讲，是因为她受到感动的。
And she spoke this way because she was moved.
那耶稣也没有说不是啦。
And Jesus did not deny this.
耶稣说是。
And he said yes.
的确是这样啊。
And it is so.
从夏娃一直到今天哦。
And from Eve, all the way until today.
只有一个玛利亚跟神做这样子的圣工嘛，没有其他第二个女人嘛。
There has only been one Mary who has done this divine work for God.
这是一件何等荣耀的事情。
And this is such a glorious thing.
可以跟神同工到这样的地步嘛，哈。
To be able to work with God to such an extent.
可以让圣灵怀胎把他生下来，把耶稣生下来。
Be conceived by the Holy Spirit and to give birth to Jesus.
虽然对玛利亚来讲，这是一份蛮重的圣工。
And to Mary, this was a very a great divine work.
不过玛利亚把它做得不错。
But she did it well.
其实这是真的是一件幸福的事情。
And truly, this is the thing of great blessing.
所以说，耶稣说是没有错，的确她是有福气的。
So Jesus said, "It is true that she is blessed."
虽然这个是很有福气的。
But despite that,
我常常跟姐妹这样说了。
So I often say to the sisters.
因为有一次哈，我在讲这个事情的时候，他们就说：“那传道呢，我们真的是不够福气呢。”
Because on one occasion I was speaking about this, and the sister said to me that, actually we are not blessed enough.
因为从古代到今天，只有一个玛利亚可以啊。
Because from days of old until now, there has only been one Mary.
剩下的姐妹都没有机会的啦。
And after that, all the other sisters never had this opportunity.
不过我跟她讲说，你要看后面啊。
But I said you need to look later on.
到底耶稣在讲的是什么东西啊？
What exactly is it that Jesus is saying?
的确可以生下耶稣，当然是福气啊。
So of course to give birth to the Lord Jesus, this is a great blessing.
可是却还不如听神的话，听神的道而遵守的人有福。
But actually, even more blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
能跟神同工是福气。
And it is a blessing to be able to work with God.
能做圣工是福气。
To be able to do church work, this is a blessing.
当然能。在教会里面服侍神也是福气。
And of course, to be able to serve God within the church, this is also a blessing.
有人说啊，你可以当传道真是福气。
And some people say, oh, it is a blessing for you to be a preacher.
我曾经我有一个很要好的朋友是跟我小时候跟我一起长大的。
And I have a very good friend who grew up with me from young.
那个时候我刚当传道的时候，他来找我。
And when I first became a preacher, he came to look for me.
他真的很想要当传道。
And because he really wanted to be a preacher.
不过有某些条件让他没有办法当传道。
But there were some criteria that he was not able to meet.
他说：“哦，你好棒哦，可以当传道。”
So he said, "Oh, you're so great, you can be a preacher."
我跟他讲说：“哈，对啊，的确当传道是很有福气啊。”
And I said, "It is true. It is a blessing to be a preacher."
不，这不是最有福气的。
But this is not the thing that carries the greatest blessing.
什么是最有福气的？
What is the greatest blessing?
听神的道而遵守的人有福气啦。
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
所以主耶稣曾经派遣很多人出去传福音。
So the Lord Jesus sent many people out to preach the gospel.
哇，这些人回来得很高兴啊。
And these people returned very joyous.
说主啊主啊，这个我们出去哦，我们奉这个我们赶鬼，结果鬼都跑啦。
And they said, Lord Jesus, we cast out the demons and they fled.
耶稣说, 你不要因为这样高兴啊。
And Jesus says that you should not rejoice over this.
你要为以后你的名有写在生命册上可以得救高兴啊。
But rather you should rejoice that your names are written in the book of life.
做圣工跟神同工当然是一件很好的事情啊。
So of course it is good to do divine work and to be able to work with God.
可是有些人做圣工做到最后，后面就没有办法得救了。
But some people in doing the divine work at the end, they cannot be saved.
所以说我们要非常非常小心啊。
So we need to be very vigilant.
我们今天为什么要坐在这个地方听道理？
And why is it we are sitting here today to listen to the word of God?
因为我们要得到那最好的。
Because we want to receive the best.
那怎么得到那最好的？
And how do we do that?
很简单。
It's very simple.
听神的道而遵行。
To hear the word of God and to keep it.
所以耶稣曾经讲过一个比喻啊。
So Jesus once spoke of a parable.
有一个人他有葡萄园吗？
There was a person with a vineyard.
那他有两个儿子。
And he had two sons.
那有一天呢，爸爸就跟个大儿子说：“哎呀，你可以到葡萄园去啊，去帮爸爸做这些葡萄园的工作。”
And one day, the father said to the eldest son that you can go out to the vineyard and help me work there.
大儿子说：“我不去。”
And the eldest son said, "I'm not going to go."
大儿子因为说他不去嘛，所以说爸爸只好去跟第二个儿子讲说：“啊，妈妈，你到葡萄园去做一些什么事情啊。”
And because he said he wasn't going to go, then he spoke to his mother. The mother said, "You can do other things."
哇，这个第二个儿子可爽快了，他就说了，好，我去。
So then the second son said, "I'll go."
可是后来变成怎么样呢？
But what happened in the end?
大儿子想一想。
So the eldest son thought about it.
爸爸叫我去。
So my father told me to go.
我不去，不是，我还是要去，所以他就去了。
And at first I said I wouldn't go, but I should go, so he did.
那第二个儿子呢？他虽然说，哼，我去。
So although the second son said, "I will go,"
根本就没有去,
but he did not go.
那主耶稣就问了,
so then Jesus asked,
到底是哪一个听爸爸的话?
Which of these sons actually listened to their father?
当然是老大嘛, 那个大哥嘛。
Of course, it is the eldest son.
因为结果是大哥有去做, 二小弟没有去做嘛。
Because in the end, it was the eldest son that went out to do the work, and not the younger one.
我们今天来信耶稣,
so today we believe in Jesus.
我们一定要相信圣经所说的话。
And we need to believe the words contained in the Bible.
这是我们信仰的根本。
Because this is the foundation to our faith.
然后我们要去真的按照圣经把它行出来。
And truly, we need to act according to the words of the Bible.
我常常跟弟兄姐妹这样讲，
and I often say to the brothers and sisters,
说如果说你不把它行出来，
and if you do not act upon the word,
有信心， 你说我很有信心， 可是我没有那个行为，
and you say, "I have a lot of faith, but I don't have the appropriate conduct,"
那是死的，
then this is dead.
既然是死的， 就没有办法得救，
and if you're dead, then you cannot be saved.
当然我这次可能没有不打算讲这个主题， 可是事实上我们要知道说， 我们在 我常常跟很多弟兄姐妹在谈说，你不要以为说你受洗就可以得救了。And
I did not initially plan on talking about this topic, but it's important that everybody knows that there are members who they know that after they're baptized, that does not mean they're saved.
我说我们在谈到真理的时候，我们有时候会说到说，有些教派他们看圣经哦看一半。
Because in talking about the truth, there are some denominations that in looking at the Bible, they only look at it partially.
很多的这个 亲戚朋友跟我讲说，传道我信耶稣啊。
And there are a lot of friends and relatives that say, "Preacher, I believe in Jesus."
我说你怎么知道你是信耶稣的？
And I say, "How do you know that you believe in Jesus?"
你怎么知道你是得救的？
How do you know that you are saved?
他跟我讲，我心里相信，口里承认就得救啦。
And they say, "I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth, so I am saved."
传道你不是很看圣经吗？ 圣经有写啊。
And Preacher, don't you read the Bible? It's written.
我说对。
And I said, "It is true."
你讲对了。
You have spoken right.
魔鬼也知道。
But Satan also knows.
不过魔鬼都相信一半的。
But Satan also only believes the half truth.
小弟昨天有讲嘛，魔鬼都是讲那个似是而非的，他就讲一半对，那一半不对。啊，你因为有一半对，所以你就搞去搞不清楚，说到底是对是错，然后好像是对，又好像是错。
So I mentioned yesterday that Satan only will give you partial truth, so you don't know what exactly is right and wrong.
然后他会拿证据给你看。
And he will also give you evidence.
你看看圣经就这样写啊。
He will say, this is what the Bible says.
然后你就，对啊，真是这样写啊。
You say, "Oh, yes, that is so."
可是你为什么没有去看说那个什么，那个时候有人跟保罗说叫他去受洗，为什么要受洗？
And have you looked at how people told Paul that he needed to be baptized?
保罗不是心里相信，口里承认耶稣吗？
Did he not also believe in his heart and confess Jesus with his
mouth? 那干嘛受洗？
So why did he need to receive baptism?
保罗就得救了啊。
Because then he would be saved already.
就是使徒行传说不行，你要去受洗。
But in Acts it said that this was not sufficient that
you need to. 你的罪才能得赦。
And only in that way would you receive remission.
那你就相信那一句啊，不相信这一句吗
？So do you only believe one verse and not the other？
我现在举一个例子而已。
That's just an example.
圣经里面我们要看是看全面，而不是看某一个章节。
So we need to look at the Bible in its entirety and not just one particular verse.
这个叫做相信。
And this is what it is to believe.
我们要全然的相信。
And we need to believe completely.
然后按照圣经所写的，我们去把它行出来。
And then we need to act according to the Bible.
这才是一个真正得救的人。
And this is one who can truly be saved.
所以想啊，小弟常常会去挑战自己。
So I often challenge myself.
挑战我自己。
I challenge myself.
我自己会挑战我自己。
I will challenge myself.
黄志杰，你是传道。
I say to myself that I'm.
你相信耶稣。
And you believe in Jesus.
你信什么
？What do you believe in?
所以有时候我会挑战弟兄姐妹。
So and sometimes I will often challenge the members.
你也相信耶稣
？You also believe in Jesus.
请问你信什么
？What do you believe in?
对，我知道你相信耶稣，你信什么
？And I know you believe in Jesus, but what do you believe in?
你信耶稣的讲的话吗？还是只信你想要相信的那一部分而已
？Do you believe in the words of Jesus, or just do you believe in what you want to believe?
我选择性的相信啊，这个我喜欢我相信啊，那个我不喜欢我不相信，反正就是这样。
So I like this, so I'll believe in it, and what I don't like, I won't believe.
所以说，基本上主耶稣在讲很多道理的时候，他就根本讲得很清楚的。
So in all the teachings of Jesus, he spoke of it very clearly.
好，我们要留半个小时祷告。
So we're going to leave 30 minutes to pray.
灵恩布道会我们要祷告时间要久一点。
So in the spiritual convocation, we need to leave more time for prayer.
祷告的时候要把主耶稣当成朋友。
And in our prayer, we need to treat Jesus as our friend.
我们跟神之间的关系啊，有多面性，很多种不同的角色的。
And because there are many facets to our relationship with God.
我们跟神是父子关系。
And we have a relationship of father and son.
而且这样应该听得到，好，这样就不会了。那我们跟神也是主仆关系。
And we also have this relationship of master and servant.
也是朋友关系。
And we also are friends.
以前啊，早期我在祷告的时候哈，我小时候在祷告的时候，主耶稣是很威严的。我觉得说哇，主耶稣他创造我们，他是我生命的主，所以老师这样告诉我，所以哇，主耶稣高高在上，我的感觉是这样。
And when I was young, because this is what our teachers had told us, I felt that God was almighty and lofty, high above, because He had created me.
后来我出来做圣工，才开始在教会里面领诗翻译的时候。
And when I started working in church, leading hymnal and translating.
我跟主耶稣关系又多了一层，叫做主仆关系。
I felt then that we had added to our relationship that He was my master and I was His servant.
所以那时候我就养成要那天如果要做圣工，我一定会提早半个小时去祷告。
Day I had to do divine work, I would come early 30 minutes to pray.
我要跟主耶稣报告我今天要做什么事啊，求主耶稣帮助。
I had to report to Jesus what I was going to do and ask for His help.
后来再长大一点。
And then as I continued to grow up.
啊，我跟主耶稣比较像朋友关系。
I started to become friends with Jesus.
因为后来有很多生命当中很多的挑战。
Because there were a lot of challenges that I faced in my life.
你真的不知道去跟谁讲。
And you don't know who to tell these sorrows to.
跟人讲，怕他讲出去。
If you tell other people, you are worried it will be spread around.
他也不一定能够帮助你。
And that person may not be able to help you.
所以就把主耶稣当，因为圣经上说主耶稣是我们朋友，说好把他当朋友。
And the Bible tells us that Jesus is our friend, so that is how I treated him.
那时候主耶稣是我最好的朋友。
And at that time, Jesus was my best friend.
在十几年前，爸爸就去世了，爸爸已经去世很久了。
And then, not long after that, my father passed away, and it was a long time.
那时候我还没有结婚。
And at that time, I had not yet married.
我就跟主耶稣说了。
And I said to Jesus.
我说主啊。我爸爸没去世之前，我就跟你讲了。
And even before my father passed away, I'd already
我还很年轻，你不该把我爸爸带走的。
I'm still young and should not take my father away.
这个我不能接受。
And I cannot accept this.
那种痛苦，我一直到两三年以后才接受的那种痛苦。
And that kind of suffering, I was still not able to accept it until two or three years later.
因为我跟我爸爸的感情很好。
Because I got on very well with my father.
我跟我爸爸之间没有代沟的。
And we had no gap between us.
然后我就跟主耶稣讲
，So I said to the Lord Jesus，
你是天上的神
，You are the Father in heaven，
你是生命的神
，And you are the Father of life。
你要把我爸爸带走，我没有能力说不要。
And if you're going to take my father away, I cannot say that you can't do this。
不过你也是我的神
，But you're also my God。
那现在你把我爸爸带走，那我没话说。
Now you're going to take my father away, I cannot say anything。
不过从今天开始，你当我的爸爸。
But from now on, you are going to be my father。
我要问我爸爸的，我都问你。
Whatever I would ask my father, I'm going to ask
you. 你一定要做我的爸爸。
So you must be my father.
我不管。
This is how it is.
我已经决定了，我就跟主耶稣这样讲。
I've made this decision, and that's what I told
Jesus. 我已经决定了，我不管。你把我爸爸带走啊，你自己来当我爸爸。
said, this is what I've decided because you've taken my father away, so you're going to be my father.
我真的是这样跟神祷告的。
And this is how I actually prayed to Jesus.
所以从那天开始，他就是我的爸爸。
So from that day on, he was my dad.
一直到我当传道。
And all the way up until I became a preacher.
当然，今天我跟神的关系又更不一样了。
And of course, today my relationship with God has continued.
不过这一路走过来，发现神是我最好的伙伴。
But along this journey, I realized that God is my best companion.
他好像我的朋友。
He's like my friend.
他又是我爸爸。
He's my father.
他又是我的主人。
He's also my master.
我跟他关系很好。
And I have a very good relationship.
祷告就是要像这样。
And that is how our prayers must be.
这样你才能跟神亲近。
And in that way, you can be very close with God.
你的灵魂跟神的灵魂很接近的时候，你的感觉是你的生命就不一样了。
And when you can feel very close with your spirit in this way, you will feel different.
不过你要自己做长时间跟神的沟通。
But you need to spend a lot of time in communication with God.
这是必须的。
And this is necessary.
有时候你祷告到最后，你会发现说，主耶稣好像就是站在你前面的，跟你聊天一样。
And sometimes after you spent a long time in prayer, you will feel that Jesus is standing right in front of you, speaking with you.
这是我个人的体会了。
And this is my personal experience.
那我们现在来祷告。
Now we're going to pray.
那你如果想要接受按手祷告，
if you would like to receive the laying of hands,
你可以到前面来。
Please come forward.
愿主耶稣听我们的祷告。
And may the Lord Jesus hear our prayers.
我们一起跪下来祷告。
Sit down and pray in one accord.
谢谢。